Morning, dear church. Today's reading is going to be from Acts chapter 2. That's verses 1 through 12. So that's church Bible, page number 1093. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like a blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. And all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard them speaking in his own language. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Are not all of these men who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in his own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they ask one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They have had too much wine." And then we'll go to Acts chapter 2, verses 36 to 38, page 1094. "Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and our apostles, 'Brothers, what shall we do?' Peter's reply, 'Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.' Amen."
Thank you, Dimitri. We are celebrating this Sunday as a day of Pentecost. It is one of the most important celebrations that churches celebrate even now. Today is the day about celebrating or commemorating the coming of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit into the lives of men and women. And the birthday of the church. Pentecost, this word, was derived from the Greek word Pentecoste, which means 50th. It is the 50th day after the celebration of the resurrection of Christ. In the Old Testament, this term refers to the festival of celebration after the 50 days of Passover, and they called it as Feast of 50 Days. And always this day falls on the 50th day after the first fruits. So they also named it as Feast of Harvest. But for us, the New Covenant Christians, we observe this Pentecostal day not as a celebration of the wheat of harvest, but remembering when the Holy Spirit invaded the church. All over the world, including other faith and even atheists, they know about Christmas that we all celebrate. Some of them even know about Easter, and they celebrate Easter bunnies with their children in the families. But for some unknown reason, this day of Pentecost is not appearing in their calendars. Why is it so? Maybe talking about the Spirit is not that so sweet as talking about a newborn baby born in a manger, angels singing from heaven, and the gifts being passed about, and the shepherds tending the sheep in the hillside over the mountains. Maybe the Pentecost does not receive attention because we have not found a way to commercialize it. Maybe we don't turn the Pentecost into a cultural extravaganza. Maybe the Pentecost is not appearing as one of the national holidays, and for some reason it went unnoticed. It is still unnoticed. Okay, leave the world aside. How we churches celebrate Pentecost? We need to be aware of the work of the Holy Spirit, especially what the Spirit has worked on that day of Pentecost. And we need to be aware of the personhood of the Spirit and His distinct identity within the Trinity. And we must be aware of the prominent significance of the Holy Spirit in our lives and the lives around. It is a common criticism that Western theologies that does not consider the personhood of the Spirit, and it has always been underplayed. Some Christians are worried talking too much about the Spirit because they think that whether it will lead them into the Pentecostal denomination. And some Christians are afraid to talk more about the Spirit because whether it is tempting them to move towards the charismatic worshippers' zone. But if these are the reasons we found in ourselves for not giving importance to the personhood of the Holy Spirit, then we have not understood the true existence of the Holy Spirit and the power of the Spirit that is moving in us and around us. Acts 2 is the best example on the day of Pentecost, how the church was born. What was the work of the Holy Spirit in that? I would like to ask you something. You might have experienced it, and we have called the Holy Spirit in different names, either because of our experience in our personal life, or we might have read from the Scripture. So just shout it out loud, the names you call the Holy Spirit. Comforter. Light. Advocate. Redeemer. Yes. Truth. Truth Spirit. Counselor. Helper. Supporter. Guider. Discerning. Helps us to discern the Spirit. There is another name that we can call the Holy Spirit by His work, that is the Revealer. So we are going to meditate about what He reveals us. He reveals God Himself to us. He reveals God's wisdom to us. He reveals Christ and His work. And He reveals who we are. He is a revealer. Have you seen a mother, how she introduces her relatives to her child? Your mother would normally introduces her relatives to the toddler like this. Do you know who is this? He is your grandfather. And then when the aunt comes, the mother would say, come here, she is your aunt. So you are going to call her Auntie Esther. Unless after, only after that, the child can understand who that relative and how the child can address those relatives after that. Similarly, in our spiritual life, the Holy Spirit is the one who is revealing God to us, and He is revealing what our relationship is with God. When the set time had fully come, God sent His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship or daughtership, because you are His sons and daughters. God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, Abba Father. Unless the Spirit reveals us, unless the Spirit comes into our heart and shows us who God is, we may not be knowing today that the work of God in making us as adoptive sons and daughters of Him. Now, after the Holy Spirit has revealed the relationship that we have with God, the Spirit of adoptionship has been received, and the Spirit of fear and the Spirit of carrying items around us has vanished, and now we are calling out freely God Himself, our Abba Father. The Spirit is teaching us He is not God alone who is sitting on the heaven ruling the nature, world and everything. He is your Abba Father. It's a wonderful work of the Holy Spirit. Many of us worship God in different ways, but when we know we are adopted as His sons and daughters, and we know that the relationship that we have with our God the Father, the worship is different, because it is built on the relationship. That relationship is revealed by the Holy Spirit. Paul the Apostle was explaining to Corinthian believers how the Spirit reveals the thoughts of God. The Spirit is not only revealing the relationship that we have with God, but also He reveals the things that are in the mind of God. The Spirit searches everywhere. The Spirit searches all. And even it searches deeper within, deep thoughts of God. And Paul was using this example, like how to compare the Spirit of God and the Spirit of man. And the Spirit is competent enough in revealing the thoughts of God, because the Spirit has been sent from God. The Spirit has been dwelling in God. The Spirit is one of among the Trinity. So the Spirit is bringing all the thoughts of God to us. Now I'm going to tell you an example, and will ask you a question after that. Let us see how many of us have grasped that. Okay, for example, I'll take Lata. She is sitting before me now. I don't know exactly what Lata thinks about, but the Spirit in herself knows exactly what she thinks in her mind. Similarly, I don't know exactly what God thinks about, but the Spirit in Himself knows exactly what God thinks about. Now the question is, if the Spirit has been delivered from God to me, do I know what God thinks about? Yes, yes, yes. We need to receive that Spirit. Otherwise, we don't know. But what God has promised here, I will give you my Spirit. And when we receive the Spirit, we will know what God thoughts about, what God's wisdom is, and God's wisdom is revealed to us. When we analyze, dig deeper into Scripture, we will find that how much we are privileged, how much we have been precious in the eyes of the Lord, how much He has lifted our status. Not just living there ideally as a man and woman, but He is filling with His Spirit just to show that how He loves us as a father, and He wants to show us what He thinks about and what His, even His wisdom. So we need to ask the Spirit to have that discerning, to understand God's wisdom. And finally, Paul finishes here, the person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. So God reveals the relationship, God reveals His wisdom, Holy Spirit reveals God's wisdom. Not only that, the Holy Spirit reveals who is Christ and His work for us. Christ, before He was ascended into heaven, He said these words to His disciples. He says, unless I go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send Him to you. When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who goes out from the Father, He will testify about me. Jesus is stating here, you have seen my work for all these 3.5 years, walking around this earth, doing so many miracles, and prophesying, healing, and many things. But some of you have understood. Some of you are not willing to accept it. Some of you are ignoring me. And the time has not come to understand exactly what I have accomplished on this earth. But He says, when the time is going to come, when the Spirit is sent from God the Father, when the Spirit comes and talks about you, what I have done on these 3.5 years, you will come, you will know what I have done. Until then, that cannot be revealed to you. That was the case in the disciples. Like, they were walking with Jesus all 3.5 years. They were spending day and night with them, with Him. He told many times, I will be hanged on the cross and I will resurrected on the third day. But they all forget about that. And they were about to scatter from where they have, for what they have been called. The Spirit came and the Spirit revealed who Christ is and what the work He has done, testifying Christ, accreditation from God, the work He did on the earth, the death He made on the cross, the ascension after that. Everything was testified. Even Jesus, when we feel today, like, yes, I believe in Christ. If you say that, it is not by your own strength or will or by knowledge or intellect. It is the Spirit in you is leading you to say that, I believe the Lord Jesus. If you say that, yes, Jesus can do a miracle, I trust in Him. It is not by our own experience we are talking about. It is the Spirit in you is saying that, believe in Christ because He has done so many things. So the Spirit is revealing the work of Christ, and it was revealed only after Jesus been ascended into heaven. The Holy Spirit work does not stop just revealing the heavenly things to us. He does in a two-way process. He has been sent from heaven, from God, to reveal God, to reveal His relationship to us, to reveal the Son's work in us, and also He works from the other side, from our side, from human side, from earth. He is equipping us. He is teaching us. He is telling us what individuality we have, what identification we can find in Christ, how we can be related to God. So He works in two-way process. Unless the Spirit works in us, we are not here this Sunday morning for the worship. When we are giving worship, when we are lifting our praises, the Spirit is equipping us and giving us, making us to give praises to God. The Holy Spirit, on the day of Pentecost, the apostles were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in the other tongues as the Spirit enabled them to tell others about the glory of God and the good news Jesus brought with Him. So the Spirit is not only revealing the relationship from God, not only showing us how we can identify in God, but also He equips us for His kingdom work. How would He equip us? He will give us the Spirit of gifts. He will give us the gifts, and that gifts equip us to do His ministry. On the day of Pentecost, all these devout Jewish men were standing there as 120 in number. They were known only the Lord's Prayer, because Jesus has taught about how to pray few months before or a year ago. So they could say only Lord's Prayer. So they must have done only Lord's Prayer on that day. But the Spirit was descending upon them and enabling them to talk in different tongues. Why? When the Spirit is giving the gift, it must be for some reason, and it must be the reason for building up His church. Yes, for personal benefit, but certainly for building up the church, building up the community, raising up people for Christ. On that day, there were many believers, many visitors from all around the provinces in Jerusalem, staying there as a tourist. Suddenly they are hearing some noises or voices speaking in the upper room. They were going there and listening. What is it going on? They don't know what the original language that were spoken in Jerusalem, because as a visitor they might have gone there. They know only their language. But the kingdom of God, the good news, need to be proclaimed to everyone. How could it be done? The disciples need to speak in their language. Otherwise they cannot understand the good news of Jesus Christ. Some of you might be knowing that we lived in Japan for a while, for 9 years, and then we came here in 2006. And when we were living there, we were forced to learn Japanese, because otherwise you cannot survive. So we were forced to learn, but the language, the structure of the language is similar to what we talk in the back home. Is in the Tamil language, the grammar structure is same. So it was really easy to pick up the language. Only you need to know the words, the vocabularies, and then you can coin that so you can make a sentence. So it was easy as well. So we learned the language. And after coming over here, one day Dhoni and I were traveling in the tube, going towards central London. Perhaps for our work, I think. And you know, like when you are approaching central London, you see people coming from different places. Visitors from all around the world. London is a tourism city and people come from everywhere to see the places around. And there was a Japanese couple with children standing in the tube. They were talking in Japanese language. And of course, itching ears, we could understand what they were talking. So we were really recollecting our language skill and we were thinking, yeah, they are talking about that. But then after some time, we saw that they were worried. They lost their way. They don't know how to go to Trafalgar Square or somewhere. And we were thinking, like, how to go and tell them, okay, they are suffering. Let us go and help. So we said, like, Sumimasen, that is, excuse me. Sumimasen, they were shocked. And you know that Japanese people are very expressive. And they were really bemused. They didn't expect at all. They were just looking around, who said that? And we said, Sumimasen. And then they were worried. They don't know what is going in their ears. And we said, like, Watashi wa anata no dekiru kota ga dekiru. And then they said, like, what is happening? Shock, confusion. We were telling them, can we help you? May I help you? And that expression must have been similar in the devout Jews on that Acts 2 chapter. People from everywhere coming there and they are hearing their language spoken by the devout Jewish men. Their surprise was, they didn't expect Japanese in the central line or the tube, and they didn't at all expect the Indians would talk Japanese in the UK. That is a big confusion. So that must have been a similar confusion on the Acts 2 apostles when they were speaking in their tongues. But that was for the edification. They were talking about Jesus Christ. Acts 2 chapter is a long chapter with 47 verses. 3/4 of the passage chapter is about testifying Christ, is about telling the good news of Christ. Once people receive the good news, they need to understand. So when they are hearing in their own language, their hearts were cut through. What a wonderful work God has done. What can I do for him back? And this is one of the gifts that was mentioned in Acts chapter 2, speaking in tongues. But we know many other gifts the Holy Spirit has in abundance to provide us. Knowledge, wisdom, prophecy, healing, miracle, discerning spirit, speaking in tongues, interpreting tongues. So many gifts. And if you see all these gifts, these are all for the edification of the church, for the extension of his kingdom, to tell the lost, see, you are not lost. You are not lost, my dear. Your soul is saved for Christ. Come to know the Lord. He is there for you. For that, the gift is given. When the apostles and disciples were asking Jesus, Lord, can you give us gifts so that we can go and do your ministry? Jesus said, like, oh, I will give you words. I will give you what you need to do. And whatever needed for the ministry, he will provide. That is the work of the Holy Spirit. I know every one of us here eagerly want to have at least one gift or the number of gifts from God himself. The gift is guaranteed for everyone. Whoever accepts Jesus as the Lord, the gift is guaranteed. But on two conditions. How many of us want to have gifts of the Holy Spirit? We all need. We all want the gift of the Holy Spirit. It will be a wonderful experience because ultimately we are not going to live in this earth forever. We are chosen as the citizens of heaven. We need to exercise through the gifts what we are doing here. We all need gifts. But for that gift, he has promised two conditions. If we follow, if we obey those two conditions, the gift is definitely being given. What are those conditions? Can we read it together? Repent and be baptized. every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. It is a promise. God never fails in His promise. He is always true. He is same yesterday, today, and forever. When the Spirit says that, yes, I will provide you gift based on these two conditions. Repent for your sins and be baptized. Baptism, some of us might have come from different backgrounds. Some of us have not understood clearly what does baptism means. But it is an important thing for every believer to take baptism. We should not feel shy about, I don't want to tell my age when I was baptized, then you will calculate. I was baptized in 2008. Yeah, not long ago. And Donny was born from a Lutheran background. So in his childhood, he was christened and then confirmed. And then he felt the urge of taking the believer's baptism. And we both got baptized on the same day in 2008. You can calculate roughly my age. So don't feel any shy or shame about the age at all. Anytime, it is the Lord's time. And before the end comes, we need to obey certain commandments, certain things. Jesus was baptized. He doesn't need to be baptized because baptism is for forgiveness for our sins. He did not do any sins at all, but He was baptized because He is saying us, hey, come on, I am going to be baptized, just follow me. That's it, very simple. I really pray and I wish any of you today, if you are kindled by the Spirit, moving you to think about baptism, believer's baptism, please come and talk to me after that. It is not a forceful one. It will be after you are full willing and receiving the Lord's Spirit in your heart and mind, and then you are going to take the decision. But I can help you with the help of the Holy Spirit. I can go through a few lessons with you. And at the end of the lessons, you might come to the light of the Spirit and you can take the decision. Baptism is very important. Yes, the Spirit will be given any time, but here the promise is there. I will definitely give you the Spirit. So, again, no compulsion, but think about it. I'm not saying that, the Word is saying. So I'm just telling that before you. The Holy Spirit, He is a revealer of God. He is revealing our relationship with God. So we can boldly call God as Abba Father. We are the child. And the Holy Spirit reveals what God thinks about. Who are we when we think about that amazing Almighty God? But we can even know about the wisdom of God. Spirit reveals that. And the Spirit reveals who is Christ, what He has done for us, and how the forgiveness can be brought. And the Spirit is promising us He will give us a gift. And that gift, based on condition, baptism, repentance and baptism. Let's pray.